relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Can't stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carl Firearms. I carry a 9mm car most days. Go to KAHR.com. Check out their superb range of U.S.-made firearms. That's KAHR.com. We are delighted, not usually on Fridays, but we welcome him any day of the week. He is one of your favorite guests. He is the author of a new book, The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization are Destroying the Idea of America. He is, of course, Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Welcome back to America First, Professor.
Thank you for having me, Sebastian.
We have to discuss this latest article you have, Biden Mocks Ancient Wisdom. But let's start with the events of the last few days. As a guest of ours who will be with us shortly, who was in the green room, just stated, this has to be the worst week of the Biden administration thus far. Were you expecting it, from the gas lines to the border to the economy, inflation, the jobs figures? Were you expecting it to be this dire less than 130 days into this new administration?
Yeah, I think I was. And I think a lot of us wrote in opposition to the Never Trumpers that their naive belief that he was going to be old Joe Biden from Scranton was crazy. He's not in control of all of his cognitive faculties, but more importantly, he's a captive of the left. And the left believes in ideology first and practicality or common sense second. So you and I think it's crazy to open the border and we leave all responsibility or punishment for illegal entrance and to emasculate the border patrol or ICE, but they don't. They feel that's good. And we feel that if you print money and you discourage production and you subsidize workers, they stay home, then you've got the ingredients for inflation and stagflation. They don't care. And I think we all knew that. If the Middle East is calm and there's no killing for 5 years, and yet you go in there and encourage Iran and promise an end of sanctions and tell them that there's no consequences and that Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis are going to get their money pretty soon, and then you return the Palestinians that were irrelevant to the peace process, and you start giving them money through the UN, and you say there's distance between you and Israel, then what we have now is predictable.
He is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. Follow him right now on Twitter, VD Hanson. Professor Hanson, we played a clip in the last hour from the president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, from 2 months ago, where he said, we cannot rescind the mask mandate unless we are under, he said, quote, significantly under 10,000 daily cases of coronavirus in America. Yesterday, the case number was 37,000, but despite that, the CDC, with Dr. Fauci, rescinded the mask order. Are we seeing yet again a flagrant political abuse of medicine?
Yeah, I think one of the most terrifying aspects of this whole pandemic is that so-called degreed experts were entirely ideological, whether it was Dr. Fauci saying that the virus is non-transmissible or it's not going to be a big deal or we have to trust the Chinese or there's no problem with gain-and-function research at the Wuhan laboratory, which he helped subsidize. And Monday are bad, Tuesday are good, Wednesday you need two of them. And so they've lost all credibility. Remember the 1,000 healthcare workers and so-called physicians that told us that we had to stay inside, but if you wanted to go out and protest for BLM, then that was more important to your psychic health than endangering the population through violating the quarantine.
Right, absolutely. Sadly, we only have one segment with the good professor today, so let's cut to the chase, straight to his latest article at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. It's entitled Biden Mocks Ancient Wisdom, and you are an expert in ancient wisdom, especially the Greco variety. But there is the Latin phrase, civis pacem para bellum, if you wish peace, prepare for war. Well, there's not a lot of para bellum going on in the last 120 days here in America, so can we expect less peace as a result?
Yeah, I'm afraid human nature hasn't changed since antiquity. And so if you tell the world that you're going to cut the defense budget, that everything that Donald Trump did to deter enemies is bad, and you're going to do exactly the opposite, then you're going to get a lot of people to take risk and make bad choices or otherwise would have been reluctant to do that. It's the same idea. If you print money, you get inflation. If you don't, you usually don't. But we're violating that tenet. Open the border, you get more illegal immigration. Close it, you don't. These are very commonsensical, everyday assumptions. But this left wing is very strange. They're so ideological. They think they can change reality by either perception or changing our vocabulary. But they can't. And that wisdom is there across time and space.
Yeah, Thucydides' description of why nations go to war hasn't changed since he wrote it. He is the author of seminal works, including A War Like No Other, The Soul of Battle, and The Western Way of War. The most recent one that you can order now is The Dying Citizen. Professor Hansen, this may be hard to answer, but we've seen two trends in the last few months under this administration when it comes to national security and to our armed forces, one of which is a very disturbing one where you have the incoming Secretary of Defense saying he's going to hunt down, quote-unquote, the enemies, the extremists within the armed forces, which in itself is not what you wish to hear in a republic. And then in the last week, we've had this strange influx of recruiting material, propaganda-like videos of the praise for homosexual librarians in the CIA and women in the army who have lesbian mothers. Is either of those, which is more concerning to you, the language of senior officials saying they're looking for enemies amongst American members of the armed forces, or the wokeification of our national security architecture?
Well, they're both, because I think what the left is trying to do is create a people's army. In other words, they're trying to enact radical social change by bypassing the give and take angle of the Congress, the courts, the executive branch. They just think, you know what? We like the military now because they can adjudicate change by fiat. So we're going to go in there and make the military a representation of us. And that's going to be this woke agenda. And you know, we the idea that the military and the left are at odds because they resent discipline and they resent national security and they're not nationalist or patriotic to the extent of the right, that's out now. They look at that and say, you know what, we can get women into combat, we can get subsidized transgender surgeries in the military in a way that we cannot in the civilian sector, and we're going to do it. And then they bring these generals in and they said, you know what, we'll do this for you and we'll do this for you and do this. And then this is all part joined at the hip with this other weird phenomenon, Sebastian, of these generals that go in that are woke, but they're in corporate contracting boards and corporations that do business, and then they just revolve back out. And the left used to really damn that, and now the left thinks this is okay. We don't really care if these guys are multimillionaires or they go into the military industrial complex to get, you know, fabulously wealthy, as long as they're woke. Sort of like the military's copying the ethos of Silicon Valley.
50 years ago, the left rejected all of these institutions, whether it was the military, whether it was the military-industrial complex, whether it was the FBI or the CIA. Now they've embraced them all as they're hunting down the red MAGA-hatted insurrectionists. Do you see anywhere, either in the body politic, professor, or in academe, the class swinger who still says, well, hang on a second, we used to distrust these institutions. What happened to you? Have those people disappeared, Professor Hansen?
Yeah, they have. I mean, there's a few writers, Matt Taibbi and Glenn Greenwald, but not very many of them.
Right.
Yeah, they look at John Brennan on TV, and they look at Jim Clapper, and they look at Stanley McChrystal or Jim Mattis, or they look at James Comey and Andrew McCabe, and they say, you know what? These are the defenders of the progressive faith now, and they love those institutions, and they feel that those institutions draw out of the professional class. If you got an Ivy League degree or an MBA or MA, you could be recruited by the CIA, and part of that recruitment will reflect your own woke training and will enhance it. And so the FBI is no longer going out to Topeka, Kansas, and trying to find a guy, you know, with a BA from Kansas State who's a diehard traditional American. They don't want that person. And I think these agencies reflect it. And they're going to get more that way. And again, there are people's, it's sort of a people's idea of a nation now in arms and a nation in the CIA. And it's anytime you, it's the Red Army, but it's sort of, if that's the goal, it's not yet, but that's the goal. They're going to drive people out.
And the strange thing is, the conservatives have become the counterculture. Order this man's book right now, The Dying Citizen by Victor Davis Hanson. We're posting his article right now on our Twitter, Facebook pages. Follow him on Twitter at VD Hanson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're suffering with daily pain, doesn't matter where it is. I had a lower back pain issue, plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. You've got to try Relief Factor. I am now pain-free and have been pain-free for 2 years. But it's not just me. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 days, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today. What have you got to lose but the pain? 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
It's not a joke. It's real. One of the railway companies in the U.K., the London North Eastern Railway, had to apologize because one of its staff addressed their passengers as ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Somebody tweeted out the following: I am not a binary person. This announcement doesn't actually apply to me, so I won't listen. As a result, the train company replied. Yes, a train company actually replied. I'm really sorry to see this. Our train managers should not be using language like this. You thought it was bad here across the pond. The wokeism is out of control. Let's post all the details. That's from our buddy Hank Berrien at the Daily Wire. You can read all the shocking details on our Twitter and Facebook pages. If you want, however, to live in the real world, and get a restful night. Do what I do and my whole team. Rest your head on one of Mike Lindell's incredible My Pillows. 51 million sold. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. They're trying to cancel Mike, but you can go direct to his webpage. Use my name to get up to 66% off. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. It's Friday. We've got a double dose of Jim Carafano. No, not like we've got anything to talk about in national security. We're going to talk about movies. Hey, I didn't mention Max Boot. Enough of the laughter. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to connect it to the topics of the day because somebody asked you to recommend the best movies to understand the Middle East. But first things first, the events. Is it possible, because a lot of people try to do the it's complicated and it's nuanced cop out when people are asked, so what's going on in the Middle East? It's too complicated. But we can say it's not complicated.
No, it's not complicated at all.
Go ahead.
Right. So... So the Palestinian areas, which are relatively autonomous, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The Gaza is literally run by a group called Hamas. It's a terrorist organization. The Islamic Jihad, which is the second largest terrorist organization, is based there. Thoroughly corrupt. Tools of the Iranians. They have to make war on Israel. Because how do you excuse the tyranny, the oppression, the exploitation, if you don't have a purpose and your purpose is to destroy Israel. So the number one thing is
if there were peace, it would be bad for business.
Absolutely,
right?
It's like look. Let's be honest. It's like the IRA at the heart of the troubles. The last thing they wanted to see was a Christian and a Catholic walk down the street together talking. That was intolerable because peace was bad for business.
A Protestant and a Catholic,
right?
Right.
So the Abraham cards are the worst thing that could ever happen to Hamas, because the notion of Arabs and Israelis living together, doing business together, so they had to find a way to have Palestinian children bleed out on the street so they could turn to the Arab street and say, oh, look
we're fighting.
Right. So that's the number one thing that's going on. This is look, Hamas knew it was going to get its butt kicked. Hamas has never won a war because it's not about winning war. It's about getting Palestinians killed so they can make money.
And you've spoken, you mentioned that how corrupt this is. So let me just color this with a viral photograph that's going around the internet right now. The regime, Hamas is, it calls itself in its founding charter, an offshoot, a quote-unquote cousin of the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a theologically fundamentalist, corrupt organization that believes in conflict, that is misogynist, that is anti-homosexual. There is a photograph of, I think it's Amherst or somewhere, of college students holding a giant placard saying, Queers for Palestine. There's something a little bit ironic about that, Jim, isn't there?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, this is part of the Hamas shtick, right? Which is they have figured out that radical Islamists can get in bed with the progressive movement in the United States and use it as a tool to trash Israel, because they create this narrative that somehow Al Capone is the victim here, right?
Yeah.
And this works, right? It's just give me a cuddly blanket to wrap around me.
But the irony of homosexuals in fundamentalist right. Muslim regimes usually get thrown off buildings or hanged by Iranians.
Like I told you, our buddy Richard Grudel, right? He was appointed a visiting professor at Carnegie Mellon, and the students petitioned that this was intolerable because he was homophobic.
Yeah.
And he's gay.
He's the first ever cabinet member. Sorry, Pete Buttigieg. The first cabinet level gay member of the U.S. government was Ambassador Rick Grenell, acting DNI for President Trump.
So the second thing, which is just totally obvious, was Hamas is in bed with the Iranians. America came back and they're begging me to get back in the Iran deal. The Iranians want to completely humiliate the United States. And what could be more humiliating than begging the Iranians to take our money while the Iranians are cheerleading as Hamas kills our strongest ally in the region. So, right? So there's this organization called UNRWA, United Nations Relief Organization. It's been around forever. It doesn't really have a purpose anymore because there aren't refugees. The people have been living there for generations.
Right.
But still, they get hundreds of millions of dollars. Trump team cut it off. Biden on day one reinstituted that, gave them like
$200 million.
And like literally the next day, Hamas attacks Israel. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, supply and demand. You mentioned a friend of yours asked you to recommend what kids should watch to understand the Middle East. What were your ideas?
Well, I know kids kind of really young adults, but, you know, two films which I do think will hold up well is one from the Arab perspective is Lawrence of Arabia, mm-hmm. which really does show kind of how the Arab community emerged as nation states. And the other one is Exodus, which is in its way touches on all the controversial, difficult issues of that. And what I think is really good is, and I know kids have short attention spans, hard to get and watch movies, is tell them to sit down and watch the movie. And when something comes up that they don't know what that is, to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn while you're watching the film. So, like, what are the Haganah, right? Who nobody is? Like, Google it and find out, you know, why did they bomb the... neither movie gets it exactly right. They're movies, right? They're not right. History. But if you watch the movie and you Google the history watching the movie, it's actually way more entertaining. I do this all the time. Like, when I was watching The Crown, right? And like, you know the famous episode of The Crown about the fog? The killer fog? I didn't remember that. I was like, oh, my God, I had no idea. And so you can actually have fun.
And learn stuff.
And the Middle East is not hard to understand. It is about
power.
Power and about tribes and family and loyalty.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's about men and women who want to live in peace and want to live in prosperity. The men and the look, if you took the DNA of a Jew and an Arab, you know,
by the way, you know, Arabs are Semites.
Right.
Like Jews.
Exactly. And Donald Trump proved that this is not the land of endless wars and tribal...
And rule number one of the last 120 days, don't give money to terrorists. It's not rocket surgery, as they say. He's J.J. Carafano. Follow him on Twitter with the Heritage Foundation Vice President. Join today the conservative mothership, heritage.org. So much more to discuss wherever you are, wherever you're doing. Stay on this channel.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
While enjoying superlative 80s bumper music, is that 80s? No, it's 70s. Starsky and Hutch, take me back in a time machine. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms, U.S.-made handguns. Check them out. KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We are back with the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Jim Carafano, J.J. Carafano. Yes?
I have a good border movie for you.
Okay, let's not talk about... Go ahead.
No, let's do border.
Let's do border. I wanted to talk a little bit about cyber attacks, but we had a Senate hearing yesterday, and the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, well, he just lied for a couple of hours. Cut nine, play cut.
We're not telling you not to come, though, right? You said that. You remember that.
I'm sorry, Senator. I apologize.
You remember saying, don't you, that we're not telling you not to come. Those are your words that you said in a press conference. You said that, right?
I don't recall saying that. I don't believe...
You don't recall saying that?
That's correct, Senator. I've never said...
We'd be happy to refresh your memory for you and some questions for the record. I'm sure that is interesting news, and I'm sure everyone will... The Secretary's just said he doesn't have any memory of making those comments. That's extraordinary.
Senator, I have never said that the border is open.
That's not what Senator Hawley said. And it's interesting that you forgot to say that, because we've used that cut on this show several times where you said, we're not saying don't come, we're just saying don't come now. I guess salinity must be catching in the White House. Let's talk about that hearing and what's really happening on the border, Jim.
Well, we're in the middle of a border crisis.
Yeah.
You would get no impression from the Secretary of Homeland Security is responsible for security of the border from that hearing. And the answers fell into two categories. It was either highly misleading, if not borderline lying. So, for example, he said, well, we've moved all our miners out. You know, we don't have miners in custody.
Not true.
Well, it's a shell game. Right. What DHS is Homeland Security transfers them to Health and Human Services. So you don't have them, but Health and Human Services has thousands of them. And oh, by the way, the faster you move them out, guess what happens? The more come in. And so we don't forget, we're not talking about little tiny babies in swaddling clothes. We're talking about 17, 18-year-olds who, even if you put them in with a custodian, that's going to last for like a week. And then they're going to be out getting a job or something. They're not going to. So that was unbelievably misleading. He intentionally tried to make a U.S. senator believe that unaccompanied minors at the border that was not a problem anymore. And that was an absolute lie. Matter of fact, illegal immigration at the border, which the president said was seasonal, it's at a 20-year high, which means it's only seasonal if seasons last 5 years.
So how long can they do that? How long can you deny the reality? If you're a cabinet member, you're representing the president, how long can you say, they're not in the DHS detention facilities. How long can they do that, Jim?
And the other thing, he just said, I don't know. But really basic facts. Like somebody asked him about, well, how many refugee claims get denied, right? Because they're speeding up bringing people in and just giving them court dates. Actually, ironically, Trump adjudicated refugee claims faster than Obama and adjudicated more refugee claims than Obama. And they asked him, well, how many claims actually get denied? And he goes, I don't know, which is a lie. The answer is on the southern border, the right number is about 2%.
Yeah.
And overall, for only about a third. You know. So, look, you ask how long can this go on? They can play this game forever because nobody is holding them accountable.
Right.
But nobody is fooled. So on the border, in the Border Patrol, they call the president. I'm not making this up. They call him, let him go, Joe.
Because?
So because their job, matter of fact, as a joke, somebody made a sign and they took out Border Patrol and they put in Welcome Patrol. We have, if anybody, look, like it, let's not argue about it. Like it, don't like it, I don't care. But if anybody wants to argue whether today America's border policies are, I will argue with that because they are. And here I was, we are the only country on the planet. There is not another country on earth. There's no modern country. There's nobody in Europe. There's nobody on earth that has an open border policy like Biden does.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented.
He's fired up. I think he's going to leave our studio, go to our green room and write one of those articles in which he tells the truth about national security and prevents World War III one tweet at a time. At JJ Carafano on Twitter. Join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please tell me you're not calling on a cell phone that's tied to one of the big cell phone providers because they're not on your side. They're not good guys. They're not conservatives. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, patriotmobile.com. Right now, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months of service. You can keep your old phone number and you'll get a free Patriot starter kit and a chance to win in their Be a Patriot promotion, the chance to get a phone for life. Free cell phone service and a phone for life. There's three ways you can win. Donate to one of their participating charities, switch your service to Patriot today, or just tell them what it means to you to be a patriot. They have a dependable nationwide service, great rates, especially for veterans and first responders. Call today 972-PATRIOT, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or just go to patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A. That number again, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr Firearms wants America First listeners and viewers to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their awesome line of weapons. I carry on my ankle most days a 9mm Carr, KAHR.com, KAHR.com. Today, it is a very special day. Why? You know those algorithm thingies they have on the interwebs? When I open up my phone and I want to watch a video, what gets on my stream every single time I open my phone? Near the top, it's a certain purveyor of content. And we've had Tim Harmison, Military Arms Channel, John Patton, regular guests here, on and on and on. All the big purveyors of great Second Amendment firearms content. But yesterday, we had a wacky idea. I mentioned this channel, Forgotten Weapons, that my engineer Shad is a fan of. And I said, hey, that Ian chappy, why don't we have him on? He's big, isn't he? And I thought, that's just a crazy idea. So Mr. G, the producer, DM'd, reached out, and he's here. Ian McCallum, ForgottenWeapons.com. Welcome to America First.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
All right, we have so much to discuss. I want to know how you got to where you are today with this massive following, how you got into it originally. I've read your resume for the first time today. My gosh, now I understand why you are the librarian savant of the firearms video world. Because you've got things like CNC operator certificate, you've got a mechanical engineering technology degree from Purdue. So these are the credentials that I think created what is today an unstoppable force of nature that is Forgotten Weapons. But I have to get personal first, okay? Big gun guy, been shooting since my dad, you know, since I could walk basically as a guy who escaped from a communist prison. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, and this is objective truth, apart from my double stack mag French 9mm, which I just got and I love, and the original trumpet, the original FAMAS, the original French FAMAS, all the other French guns are garbage and ugly. Why are you so obsessed with French guns, Ian?
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. The French developed the modern military rifle.
That was a leading question. Good. Well, he is the authority on many things, especially French weapons. His book is the Chassepot to FAMAS. Love the FAMAS. French military rifles, 1866 to 2016. Check it out. Subscribe to ForgottenWeapons.com today. Get the merch. Watch his videos. Let's begin at the beginning. Ian, a decade ago, 11 years ago, how does this all begin?
So this started for me as a hobby. I had a friend of a friend who had found some really obscure technical manuals and blueprints on, I'll throw it out there, on the Pedersen device as developed for a variety of rifles at the end of World War One.
The thing that would make bolt-action rifles self-loaders, right?
I'm impressed. Very good, yes. They developed it. They only built it for one rifle, but they actually developed it for four. And all the others were only prototypes. And this friend of a friend had found a bunch of documentation on it, really good archival stuff, and then unexpectedly died. And his family saw this box of papers and just threw it away. And we probably will never find that stuff again.
Wow.
And that prompted me to think, like, isn't there some way that we can archive this stuff? You know, that's what the internet's for, right? Among other things. So I started a website, ForgottenWeapons.com, to archive technical reports and photographs and information about interesting and unusual firearms. Over time, that has morphed into first some video, because video is a much easier way to describe a complicated mechanical system than trying to write it out in text. And video became quickly the most popular of the content that I was doing. And so today it's almost entirely a video channel, although I do plan to go back to those roots at some point.
And over 2 million subscribers, regular content, not just you go to auction houses, you have this rare weapon in front of you, and you're taking it apart, describing its mechanical evolution. You've tested weapons on the range, unusual ones. You've done side-by-side comparisons. Did you ever dream it would be where it is today, Ian?
Oh, good heavens, no. not in my wildest dreams 10 years ago. It is fantastic. What I found really makes it work is what I try to do is find the interesting stories behind different firearms. And sometimes it's a story about a designer. Sometimes it's a story about someone who used a particular firearm or an event that it was associated with. And sometimes it's a mechanical story. It is, this is just a really unusual mechanism. And why would they do a weird thing like this? Well, there's always a rationale. And I find that those stories are fascinating. If you take the effort to learn what those stories are, it's way more interesting than just a simple, we're going to take this out on the range and we're going to shoot a watermelon with it. And so that's what I try to do with all of my videos. So
we're
6 days a week.
We're talking to founder, editor. Well, look, the single malt whiskey helps. Founder, editor, presenter of Forgotten Weapons. We've only got a minute and a half left. We're not going to touch upon politics. You said we're not going to talk about politics. Who did you vote for last year? No, sorry. But I want to ask you, last minute, are you optimistic, pessimistic when you look at A, the market, what's happening in the market, not just the collector's market, or when you're looking at content provision, First Amendment issues with the kinds of things you're doing, or when you look at the state of the industry in the future? Give us a little bit of Ian's take on where we are and what could be around the corner.
I am a fundamentally optimistic person, and that carries over into firearms. I think the internet allows us to share information, and the more information that is out there, the more people will recognize both the practical utility and also the vast historical importance and interest in these guns. And you can't stop the internet. You can't stop the signal, so to speak. And so I think interest in firearms will spread, and I'm very optimistic about our future in that way.
If you look at the purchasing figures for the last year and a half, it is a fact. It is absolutely, it is entropy out of control. People want guns. People are buying guns. Educate yourself, okay? Even if you're not into the arcane outre weapons that excite Ian, you're going to learn stuff. You're going to learn stuff by watching his videos. Check it out, ForgottenWeapons.com. He is one of the premier providers of content. And just one little quest, just between you and me. There's only 3 million people listening. If you find a really cheap semi-auto from us, you got my number. Follow him, ForgottenWeapons.com, Ian McCallum. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Florida seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, as the member designated for the representative from Florida, Brian Mast, I ask that given the updated CDC guidance, we all take off these stupid masks.
Thank you, Brian Mast, Congressman Mast. A veteran and a man who said, enough is enough with this stupidity. I'd like to know, can we get one of these guys on the phone? You know, our buddies like Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert. Are they still, after the CDC said, no more masks if you're vaccinated, are they still, is Nancy still making them wear masks? I need to know, because the left are just that stupid. How stupid? What's her name? Is it Sarah Silverman? Alleged comedian. A long time ago. This is how their brains just don't work. She's angry at the person called Caitlyn Jenner. And just listen to why she's angry.
I saw Caitlyn Jenner saying trans girls should not play girls' sports. Caitlyn, you're a woman, right? A trans girl is a girl. She should have the same rights as cis girls. If you think a trans girl, what, you think a trans girl is too strong? What about tall girls as opposed to short girls? What about boys in high school who are teeny tiny and their teammates have already hit puberty and are shaving? Why don't you just have co-ed sports divided by weight or height? This is so dumb. They are legislating this without one single example of how this plays out.
why don't you have co-ed sport divided by weight? Yeah, that's what we do, you cretin. And the point is, he knows he's not a woman. That's why he's saying, as a male decathlete Olympicon, he'd crush women. And that's why the person known as Caitlyn Jenner is saying it's wrong. But you're just too dumb. It's Second Amendment Friday. We've got a Second Amendment call. Line one, Rob, Minneapolis. Welcome.
Hey, is this me, Rob?
No, it's me, Sebastian.
Well, I'm the other guy. Hey, you know, just to comment, this wasn't what I called about, but I can whip some 6'2" women, buddy. And I'm a 70-year-old white man. I'm not very tough.
Don't be a hater. You've got 30 seconds. Why did you call, Rob?
All right. The reason I called was about this gun thing. We're not all experts and, you know, gun junkies.
Quickly.
But what I did, well, that's good. I hope if something happens, I'm by you, buddy. But look, I've got, I buy these youth guns, little 12-gauge. And Joe Biden said, shoot your 12-gauge at, you know, back in your backyard. Single shot. And I've got a little strap on it to hold it.
12 gauges are great, but they're a bit big. I'll stick with my car arms 9mm or my 10. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.